This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Aboim. Welcome. We're continuing Daf HaShavua Masachas Yevamos, Daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara mentioned an idea. There are three things that a person needs to cling to and three things a person needs to stay away from. One needs to cling to Chalitza as opposed to Yibum, bringing peace, and Afaras Nadarim, to keep away from Mion, from holding on to deposits, and from being a guarantor. Says the Gemara on the bottom line, B'havo HaShalom, one should cling to bringing peace, T'chsiv, Bakei Shalom V'radfeu, pursue peace and run after it. V'amar Rabbi Avohu, Asya, Radifa, Radifa. We make Gzereshava, Radifa, Radifa. That there is reward in this world for one who runs after peace. K'siv hacha baki shalom v'radfeu. It says here in Tehillim, seek peace and pursue it. K'siv hasam, and it says in Mishle, roidef, run who runs after tzedakah v'chesed, charity and kindness. Yimtzo, he will find chayim, life, tzedakah, charity, v'chavod and honor. And from there we learn out that the reward for seeking peace is life, charity, and honor. So from there, it's certainly something you should cling to because of the great rewards that are connected with it. Bahafaras Nadarim, in annulling vows. Krebi Nosan, the Tani of Nosan Oimer, Hanoider, one who makes a vow, Kilu Bana Bama. It's as if he built a personal altar. V'hamakayim, one who fulfills his vow, ki'ilu hikriv alei hakarban, as if he brought a carbon on the bama. Now one would have thought just the opposite, that fulfilling the vow is a good thing, and yet Chazal are saying that one who fulfills the vow is like he is offering a carbon on the bama. The Gorariyeh explains that the issue of a bama is you're breaking away from the rest of the Jewish people. The rest of the Jewish people have a communal altar, and you're doing your own thing. Same thing with Nadarim. God gave mitzvahs to the Jewish people. Now you're making your own mitzvah, you're breaking away from the people. And if you actually keep it, it's even worse, because you're showing that, in a way, you have your own service, you have your own avodah, you're not part of the tzibur. Okay. V'yisrachik mishlo shedvarim, you should distance yourself from three things. Min hami'unin, from mi'un. Why should you distance yourself from mi'un? Dilma gadla, because if she does mi'un to the husband, then she was never married to the guy. You'll grow up, and you'll regret having done mion. And turns out, your original husband, who can now take you back, is going to try to convince you to somehow get out of your current marriage. So it's going to be a bad situation. So mion is not a good thing to do. Min hapikdoinoi, stay away from taking deposits. Bevar Masa, we're talking about someone who's a resident of your own city. Debese ki bese, because his house will become like his house. Meaning, if the guy who gave you the deposit lives in your city, then he's going to be coming in and out and in and out regarding the deposit. And he might end up taking his deposit and without you knowing. And then he'll come to you, oh, give me back my deposit. So it's going to end up bringing to bad things. There's going to be confusion regarding ownership. So basically, don't take as a deposit other people's items. And min ha'eravain, stay away from being a guarantor. Ba'arve sheltzion, by the a guarantor in through the procedure of Sheltzion. Sheltzion is a place that the process is you don't even have to go to the debtor, you go straight to the guarantor. And Rashi brings another pshat that it's a neutrikon, remove and attach, where you remove the loiva from the picture and you attach yourself to the arev. And that's not a good thing. D'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ma'idach Siv, what does the pasuk mean in Mishle? Ra Yeroya, one evil after another. Ki Arev Zar, if you become a guarantor for a stranger, V'soine Soike Im Boiteach, one who hates those who attach, he trusts. What does this mean? Maidach Sivra Raya Ye Raya Ki Arev Zar Ra Achara. Evil after evil, Tavel Makabla Gerim will come to those who accept Gerim. Ula Arve Shaltzion, and to those who are an Arev through the procedure of Shaltzion, Ula Toikea Atzman Ladvar Alacha, and to one who attaches himself to a halacha, we'll see what that means. Mekabli Gerim, evil will befall those who accept Gerim. Reb Chelboy, the Amar Reb Chelboy, and we had Reb Chelboy earlier, I believe, Amem Zainam at Beis. The Masar Sasha says, "Damer Reb Chelboy, Koshim Gerim Lisor Kesapachas. Gerim are shver for the Jewish people like a nega, ba'ar on skin." And there are different explanations for this. Either they're not careful in mitzvahs, or they're extra careful and they make us look bad. Different perushim. What is Arev Shaltzion? The Avdi Shloif Dutz. They do the procedure, remove and attach, where you disconnect from the loiva and you attach yourself to the Arev, and that's not a good situation to be in, to be a co-signer, for a guarantor, for the debt of someone that you don't know. And what does it mean, someone who attaches himself to Dvar Halacha? Toikea Atzma Dvar Halacha, the Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Oimer. Kol ha-oimer ein loy Torah, ein loy Torah. Anyone who says, I don't learn, then he doesn't get reward for learning. Says Gemara, no kidding. Pshita. Obviously, if the guy doesn't learn, he can't get rewarded for learning. Ella rather, kol ha-oimer ein loy ela Torah, ein loy ela Torah. Someone who says, I only learn Torah, will only get reward for learning. He won't get reward for doing mitzvahs, because he doesn't do them. Gemara says, no kidding to that, honami pshita. Obviously, if he says he's only learning, he's not doing mitzvahs, he won't get reward for doing mitzvahs. But rather it means, anyone who says, I only do mitzvahs, dafilu toira inla. He doesn't even get reward for learning. One who says, nah, I only learn, I don't do mitzvahs, will not even get reward for learning. My taima, why? At least he's learning. Amra papa, rapapa said, amra kra. Velimaritem vaasisem. The pasuk says, Ulamaritem actually, it doesn't say Va'asisem. What does it say? It's the Hagoisutim says Vilamaritem Aisam Ushmartem La Asoisam. So it juxtaposes Limud to Asiya. Kol sheyeshnoi ba'asiya, anyone who is involved in performance of mitzvahs, yeshna b'lamida, gets rewarded for learning. Kol she'ena ba'asiya, anyone who doesn't participate in performance of mitzvahs, ena b'lamida, does not get reward for learning. So kol ha'omer ein li ela Torah, anyone who says, I only learn, doesn't get reward for the performance of mitzvahs. Someone who says, I only learn, I don't do mitzvahs, will not even be rewarded for learning. He will not even be rewarded for learning. V'boisema, or there's another way to look at this. Lo'olam kedamritu, really it's like we said before, me'ikara, that kol ha'omer ein lo yela Torah, ein lo yela Torah. Anyone who says, I only learn, I don't do mitzvahs, he only gets reward for learning, he doesn't get reward for doing the mitzvahs. Aye, that's pashut, he's not doing mitzvahs, why should he get reward for doing mitzvahs? It's obvious he doesn't. He's teaching others, va'ozli, and they go, va'avdi, and they do mitzvahs. So you have somebody who teaches Torah, and he says, I only teach, I don't do mitzvahs. He teaches to others, they learn, and they do mitzvahs. So I would think the teacher should get reward for performance, because at least his disciples are performing mitzvahs. So he should get the assist on that. No, the answer is if he's not doing mitzvahs, then he can't even be rewarded for the actions of the disciples. That implies if he does do mitzvahs, perhaps, then he could get rewarded even for the actions of the disciples. I would think he gets their reward, kamash malan. If you want, you could say another way to look at it. Toikea atzmai ledvar halacha, one who attaches himself to halacha. B'dayona da'asi dina lekameh. A dayan who a din comes before him. V'gamar halacha. And he learned a similar halacha, but not quite. U'medami milsa l'milsa. And he says, well, I learned A, I'll extrapolate to B, and extrapolate to B, so this seems like this is B. Meaning, he never saw a case like this, but he saw a similar case. So he figured, well, I learned a similar case, I'll extrapolate it to this case. But meanwhile, he could have just asked his Rebbe straight up. V'islei Rabbah, he has a Rebbe. V'lo yazo mashal, he doesn't go and ask. D'amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmin, Rav Shmuel bar Nachmin, he said, Amar Rav Yonasan, lo'olam yirah dayin atzmai ki'ilu cherev munachas lo'i bein yarchoisav. A dayin should always envision as if there's a sword between his thighs. V'gehenem psuchalai mitachtav. And the purgatory is open beneath him. Shenemar. Hine mitasai shalash lo'imai. The couch bed of Solomon. Shishim giborim savivla. 60 mighty warriors around it. Mi giborei Yisrael. From the warriors of Israel, kula machuze cherev, they're all holding the sword. Melumde milchama, ish charbay al yerecha. Each man has a sword on his loins. Mi pachad balelois, mi pachad shel gehenim shadayim alalayla. From the fear of the purgatory, which is similar to the night. What?
This is in Kriyat
Shema Lamita. Yes, it's a pasuk in the Song of Songs, Perek Gimel pasuk Zayin Aches. Hine mitasai shalish loimai shishim gibarim savivla mi gibarei Yisrael kulam achuzei cherev melumedei melchama ish charbay al yirechai mi pachad ba'al elois. Okay, now we're going to discuss the Mishnah that talked about two brothers married to two sisters who were ketanois. So the Kedushin was the Rabbanon, and then the Mishnah discussed the case where one was married to a Ketana, one was married to a Gedoyla, and the one that was married to a Gedoyla died. So now the Gedoyla falls to Yibam, to the Yavam, who was married to the Ketana. And basically Ram Gamliel says that we don't say that the Zika from the Gedoyla makes you usher to your wife. Adarabba. Stick around with your wife, and then when she becomes a gedoyla, she will force out the gedoyla that fell to you. So the Gemara wants to know, if the woman does mian, fine. Otherwise, let her stay. Rabbi Elazar meirav. Rabbi Elazar asked of Rav, "My time of the Gamliel. What's the reasoning of Ram Gamliel? Because the marriage that you have to this woman is only the Rabbanan. Memela, the erva of the Achos Isha is only the Rabbanan. So why does she go out without anything, without even Chalitza? Rashi says, Teitze b'loi klum. So the Gemara is a Chakira. Is it because Mishum de Kosava Kidushek Tana Mitla Talu? The Kedushin of a Ketana is suspended. The Chi Gadla, and when she gets older, Gadli Bahada, you get older with her. Afagav Dolei Baal, and even though you didn't have relations with her, her the Kedushin Durabban that you had with her morphs into a Kedushin Dairaisa. Maybe the Kedushin Rabbanon, which was not Toifes Midairaisa, it then expands to be Toifes Dairaisa. And then we say, Igloi Milsa Lamafreya, that the Zika of the first woman was nothing. Or is it, no, the Kedushin is not hinged. The original Kedushin is nothing. And it's only if you have Bia that it makes it a Kedushin Dairaisa. And when she gets older, the Achos Isha leaves. I, the Zika, preceded the Kedushin. No, the halacha is the if you marry the sister of the yavama goes out because the kedushin comes and is mevatel the zika. Says the Gemara. Those are the two choices. Maybe because he holds, if you marry the sister of Yavama, Niftara Yavama Vahalchala, the Yavama is exempt and she goes. And therefore, Ibaal in, if you had Bia, then she, the Achos Isha goes out. Iloi Baal, if you didn't, Loi, not. This is what Rabbi Elazar asked of Rav. And Rav responded, Amar Le, Rav said, Hainu Tam and Rav Gamliel, the following is the reason of Rav Gamliel. Mishum de Kasavar, because Rav Gamliel holds, I'm a Kadesh Achos Yavama. One who marries the sister of Yavama, Niftara Yavama, Valchala, the Yavama is exempt and she goes. Ibaalin, if she had Bia, yes. Iloi Baalai, if she didn't, not. Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes said, Amina, I thought. So basically, Rav is of the opinion, it's not that the Kedushin automatically morphs into Kedushin Dairaisa. It's just that if you do Bia, then you take her with a Kedushin Dairaisa, and then it pushes off the Achos Isha. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes said, Amina, I said to myself, Kinayim v'shachev Rav Amal Hashmaitza. Rav is so erudite, Rav is so bright, that the only way he could have said such a teaching is if he was dozing off as he was saying this. Because otherwise he would never say something that is so irrational. Amina, I said, Kinayim v'shachev Rav, when Rav was dozing and sleeping, Amar Amal Hashmaitza, he said this teaching. The Tanya we learned in a Raisa, Hamakadesh es haketana, if you do Kedushin to Ketana, Kiddushah Tuluyin. The Kedushin is hinged. That seems like the first sad. My Tuluyin, what does it mean it's hinged? Lav, doesn't it mean Ki Gadla, when she grows up, Godly Bada, you grow up with her. In other words, the Kedushin morphs automatically into Kedushin Dai Raisa, Ba'afa Gav Deloy Baal, even though there was no Bia. And this is not like Rav. The Braisa says, not like Rav, because it says, Kedushah Tuluyin. That's like the first sad. Says the Gemara, no. Amarle Ravin. Ravin said, Bray de Rav Nachman, the son of Rav Nachman. Ha milsa diktana misla talia v'kaima. This is what it means, that the subject of the katana is hinged. Not because it sort of morphs into Kedushin Dairaisa, but rather because and it's hinged, I Baal in, if there's Bia, yes, Eloi Baal loy, if there's no Bia, not. The Amra, because she says, Hu Adif Minai, he's better than me, Va'ana Adif No Minai, and I'm better than him. Now, what does that mean? Rashi says, Mitla Tali, the reason why Kedushay Ketana is hinged is because throughout the Katnus, there's a suffix. Maybe he'll have Bia when she grows older and she'll be his wife. Maybe not. And she doesn't know because she says, he's better than me in the sense that he could abolish the marriage with a get against my will. And I'm better than him at any time I could do Mion. So in a sense, the Kedushin is hinged, not because right now it's unclear if it will morph into Dairaisa later. That's the Pashup Shot. Tluyin is, the Pashup Shot in Tluyin is that when she gets older, the Kedushin will then be promoted to Kedushin Dairaisa, and it's a Gloy Mil, so there is no Zika. But now we're saying there's another way to read Mitla Tali, namely, we don't know whether he's going to have Bia or not, and the whole time she's Masupik, he could divorce her against her will, and she could abolish the Kedushin with Mion. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Thank you very much. And Bezus Hashem, next week, Daf Kuf Yod. Baruch Tia, how are you?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.